ones, saying that communism is the same as welfare, you can go leave because you are just an absolute moron. Just look up the definition of that. I'm sorry I got a little heated, but when people say it's the same as welfare, I get really angry. Anyway, yeah, that's why we still need communism. Bye.
Wow.
You're listening to Debbie Miffin.
He's so clearly like imitating some adults around him. Like,
yeah, he's picked up a few talking points along the way.
He's gotten a lot of talking points, but like his little mannerisms too, like, sorry, things are a little heated there. Like no kid says that. Like he's
it's sort of unclear how old he is. He could be anywhere from like 7 to 14.
He said plus 12 years, so...
Wait 12 years.
Wait 12 years.
What does that mean?
I mean, maybe that's when he's 18 or something.
He's not 6.
Okay, so he's like 20 or 21. What does he want to be?
Yeah, I don't know what 12 years means.
Wow.
I mean, maybe that's just when he thinks he'll like have enough political power to institute it.
I love how like randomly he goes around like on his argument, his like... It's discussion points is like, well, anyway, here's why.
Like, yeah, I followed most of that. I didn't understand his point about parents making their kids share toys. That seemed a little separate from the
argument. We can't critique it like an actual argument.
That's what I'm saying.
A little unfocused, sceneable.
We'll get there.
I was
talking to Jordan about this last night, and I was like, this kid has equal chances to either be like a CNN commentator or like an economic savant, and I'm not really sure which direction he's going in.
Yeah, but he's very happy to voice his opinion, and then he has a good angry voice. Like,
he does. Yeah,
he got that really like, wow.
You
can just leave. I was expecting him to start swearing, but I guess he's not old enough.
No, he also wasn't that heated.
Yeah.
Well, he has some other videos, all pretty progressive. Let me think about his other good ones. He had an interesting one about...
It's so stereotypically like youth, like young kid, like figuring out politics sort of thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. He has a really surreal one. It's called... Oh, what's it called? It's called The Best Thing About Hillary Clinton. And it's him pretending to be like a bunch of different... like characters in American politics. Uh-huh. Like some people that think that like Hillary Clinton sucks for whatever reason, and like just a bunch, he does like a different voice for each viewpoint. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to follow. But what makes it very surreal is that it was filmed on election night, November 8th, and the TV of like CNBC doing the returns is in the background. So it's really weird to watch.
This kid's going places.
Yeah, although I'm not really sure where.
He's
also, his channel is not 100% him taking political stances. Some are sort of like weird skits, like this one, Crazy Dad Acts as iPhone. It's I'm not really sure what the plot is. It's sort of hard to tell, but basically what it seems like he did was he came up with this idea for like a skit in which his dad got mad and like took an axe and smashed an iPhone. Mm-hmm. And it was like staged, but he plays it off like it's real. But in the description it says like, this is a skit. And both he and his dad are very bad at acting it out.
This is the YouTube generation.
Yeah. And you know, he's doing pretty well for himself.
How many subs has he got?
Almost 19,000.
Wow, he's gonna get a brand deal, I hope.
Oh yeah, definitely. This is my account. My name is Dylan, and I'm okay, I'm gonna not read the rest of this.
What does it say?
Who makes videos of Minecraft, because that's going to give me a good reputation. Reactions, animations, juicy drama, and random videos. Yay. Let's reach 20 subscribers.
Wow.
Enjoy it.
In the oh good my old god. Days. Favorite animal, cow.
Favorite color, every color. P.S. Don't get hyped when you see a comment of mine. They're everywhere.
He's a star waiting to happen. Wow.
It's all over the place.
It's got A-list material. Wow. Okay. Anyway, Medford, that was Rap Radio Hour.
Yeah, you know,
sorry. Nonstop focus.
Over. next week, we'll be back with more YouTube videos.
No, it's going to be all rap. Make sure you tune in. Yeah, 91.5. Thank you.
Compared with the things that are said when lovers touch. You never knew what I loved in you. I don't know what you loved in me. Maybe the picture of somebody you were hoping I might.
Beautifully done, Tommaso.
What is up, Medford?
Welcome back to yet another spectacular episode of There May Be Riots.
There May Be Riots.
Hey, Tommaso, get the volumes up, 'cause I don't think anyone can hear us. Right.
There may...
You good?
Are we good?
I think we're good.
I think we're good.
All right, so to start us off, that was Oh my goodness, Tommaso.
What's going on with that?
That was Runaway by... Tommaso, you got to speak, 'cause I don't think they can hear me.
That was by Galantis.
There you go.
Am I the only one? No, you're on air.
No, I'm not.
There we go.
Hey,
he's
lovely.
On. He's on.
Thank you, Tommaso. Yeah, that was Runaway by Galantis, an absolute classic.
Absolute jam.
Absolute jam, exactly. Yeah, that's... Sorry, we're a little frazzled right now. But we both have a ton of work, so...
No, we're good, we're good.
We're good. Tommaso, I actually have an up next, if you'd like to...
Yeah, no, let's toss it on for that. For sure.
All right, so up next we have a Cranked At remix of a classic song that I'm sure you all know. So, Tommaso, why don't you bring me in, boy?
Word. You Ox 1, Ox 2?
I'm Ox 1.
Ox 1. Ooh.
17:38. I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Since you're pretty as soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip and now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just had to go, talking about the Lambos. I fit the 60 grand, mama on the window. Man, I swear I love her, how she with the tempo. Hit the strip club, we be letting bands go. Everybody hate her, we just call them fans though. I fit the 60 grand, mama on the window. Everybody hate her, we just call them fans though. I ain't never letting go. I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Since you're pretty as soon as you came in the door. I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip and now she remixing for low. She my track queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far the bands go. We just had to go, talking about the Lambos. I fit the 60 grand, mama on the window. Man, I swear I love her, how she with the damn bro.
Everybody hate myself alone. To my driveway, letting up the band know. You be coming up, but I'm far from there.
That was a fantastic song. Oh my God, Tommaso, dude, what are you doing?
Why does that happen?
What are you doing?
Why does that happen?
My God, put back up the volumes a little bit, because I think we're a little quiet.
Why did that?
There we are.
Hey, all right, that was the Milo and Otis remix of Recess by
Skrillex.
By the one and only Skrillex.
The one and only.
Yeah.
My God, I've never heard that song in my life, but that was a jam and a half.
That song gets the energy levels pumping. That gets the energy
I came in here, I've been working for like 4 hours, and then that came on, I was like, I was dead. And that comes on, I was like, oh, word! Here we go. My goodness. Thank you for that, Tomasa. That was a much needed breath of fresh air. Just for all you listeners out there, thank you for tuning into There May Be Riots. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WFMO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for tuning in with us today.
Yes.
All right, Tomaso, I got next song as well.
If you want to. Fantastic. What do we have coming up?
We have a fantastic mashup by one of my favorite mashup artists. This guy is Throttle. He does everything on a launch pad, and he is one of the absolute best.
Dude, Throttle's originals are like his like songs are also pretty dope.
I saw this as a YouTube video, and it is. I mean, I had to get it. It is absolutely fantastic.
Dope.
All right, fade me up.
Toss it on.
Tonight I'll be singing it.
All right.
Why does that keep happening?
I don't know, dude. But just leave the volumes leave the volumes up. I don't know what's with that noise, but yeah.
Why does that happen?
Oh goodness.
Why does that happen?
I think we got it. I think we quelled it. You can hear it in the back.
All right, Medford, we just hit you with a slew of tunes.
That's true.
That may not be the right word.
No, that's pretty accurate.
Slew.
I like that. A slew of tunes. Tommaso, what do we play for him?
Let's see. We had that last song. That was called Twiddle by White Cliffs. Beautiful piano over a nice little...
Oh my goodness.
What is that me?
I don't know. I think.
Is that you?
I don't know. I say let it be. I think we're fine.
Let it be.
See, we would play that, but that's not really the feeling of our
show. Nah. Dude, let's remix it.
Yeah, right now? Okay.
There may be riots. Let it be remix coming in hot 2 weeks.
I feel like you remember Steve Aoki tried to remix like a Blink-182 song? And it was just awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like whenever very, very...
What's going on?
What is going on? I feel like whenever a producer tries to remix a classic song. Especially like with guitars or something.
Yeah, yeah.
It just ends up so bad.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think of an example of a producer taking like a really classic song and turning it like... awesome, but I just can't. I mean
the Steve Aoki the Kid Cudi Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah, but that was already like an electronic song. I'm thinking you know, a Beatles song or like a it's just no there's no good example.
Yeah,
of that.
Yo, we should do that. We'd fill a niche.
I don't know if that's a niche people want. That's the issue. All right, Tommaso, I have another song for us.
All right, we'll queue it up.
This is an Arm & Hammer remix of a Hudson Mohawk song, and we hope you guys like it. Play me in, Tommaso.
Dope. Enjoy, guys.
wished.
Guys, that
what is that?
That last one was that was Landmines by Pierce Fulton, a remix by Murtaugh. Absolutely bumps, in my opinion. Gets the blood flowing. On a side note, though, I'm gonna read you a little ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet, or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp. Or toxic, or flammable. Yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/laddersafety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Okay. Word. And another news coming up. We have For Real, Joyride. Oh, Joyride. Oh my gosh, Joyride's Swerve mix. Enjoy.
Yeah. Oh no 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 no. Oh yeah.
Let's go.
Oh no no no.
Yeah.
I just got back in town. She didn't want me, then she want me now.
Let's go.
9/11 turbo, I'm stunning. Everything fast, I'm for real.
Yeah,
for real, 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 real.
Hey, up in the time, millionaire. We know this one's brought to the long side, baby, show.
I had to swerve, swerve. I'm a swerve, swerve. I had to I'm a
young and I'm
I had to
Why does that keep happening?
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. Well, that's pretty much it for us here at There May Be Riots.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you all for listening.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Yeah, today was actually just me and Tommaso. Wesley was at a practice for, what, Club Lacrosse?
Club Lacrosse, yeah.
Classic Wesley.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. We had a fantastic time with you. We hope to see you next week. You've been listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Thank you so much, guys.
We'll see you next week for episode 3 of season 2.
We have one more song for you guys. We hope you enjoy it.
This last song is called Savage by Kuro. It goes in.
As the name implies. See you guys next week. Hope you enjoy it.